It's 8:56. Let's say hello now to Bill Mayer at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign for a look at the commodities this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jim.
And how are things looking on this Friday morning?
Well, we're lower here this morning on the corn, soybeans, and wheat. Right now we've got December corn at 368.5. That's down 5. Next December is at 401.25. That's down 4. We have the January beans at 878, down 1. And next November beans are 930.75, down 0.5. And December wheat is at 501.75, down 6. And next July wheat is at 533.75, down 6. For the week, we're down about 3 cents on the corn, about 8 cents on the beans right now, and about 6 cents on the wheat. So we're lower for the week. The markets are kind of just trying to catch their breath, I think, after the USDA report and what was quite a volatile day yesterday. There was lower yields in both corn and beans that were announced, lower yields than people expected, and that was positive. But the USDA increased, of course, they increased the world corn stocks, and that was a big surprise to the trade. They basically doubled the corn stocks in the world because they increased Chinese stocks. If you look at just the exporter stocks, countries that are going to be exporting corn, they remain to be tightening on the corn side of things. Bean stocks, on the other hand, are large and did continue to get a little bit larger yesterday. Looking ahead, we've got the harvest kind of winding down. The bases are starting to firm up, which is what we hope to see. We won't really get another look at the crop size and the yield on any kind of survey report until January now. But there is kind of a history, if the November report went down, that the January typically goes down as well. That'll be at the end of November, we have the G20 summit. That's going to be looked at very close, since, you know, China and U.S., the presidents of each are going to be talking. Southern Hemisphere weather is going to be looked at very close. It looks like we could be. We've seen some fantastic weather down there, and they're way ahead on planting, but Argentina looks like it could be coming into a period where it's going to get very heavy rains here. So all those things are going to affect the market. We'll see where we end up today. I think the outside markets are a little bit weaker, which is supporting the lower markets on the grains and soybeans this morning as well. I really think that if you look at the overall, as I said, the exporter supply of corn and wheat, that should eventually here stay supportive for both the corn and the wheat, and should help us out as we move forward.
Okay. Bill Mayer, thank you very much for coming to us this morning. That's Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Weather forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard for today: mostly cloudy with snow flurries and a high of around 35. Cloudy with snow flurries tonight, tapering off by midnight with a low near 17. We have 33 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.